Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A New York federal court grants a preliminary injunction on behalf of healthcare workers against the state of New York. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, we've really appreciated thus far this judge, David Hurd, who has ruled in the Northern District Court on behalf of many healthcare workers. We represent about 1,500 in the Eastern District. But of course, this applies to all healthcare workers in New York. But he ruled that the Department of Health is barred from enforcing any requirement that employers deny or revoke any religious exemptions already granted regarding the shot mandates for healthcare workers. The court also ruled that the state is barred from interfering with the granting of religious exemptions or with the operation of exemptions already granted, as well as state health officials are barred, he likes that word, from taking any action, disciplinary or otherwise, against the licensure, certification, residency, admitting privileges, or other professional status or qualification of any of the plaintiffs on account of their seeking or having obtained a religious exemption for mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations.
Yeah, period. That's a great.
That is great.
That's a great injunction, and it's statewide.
Strong, yeah.
Against the governor of New York, like the governor of Maine, issued an executive order requiring all healthcare workers to get the COVID shots by a specified date. And then also ordered that there are no religious exemptions, period. So ordered the employers, public and private, not to even acknowledge or grant religious exemptions. Now, we represent not only healthcare workers, but also employers. Mm-hmm. Some employers are saying, look, in fact, we have some dentists that they're being told that they have to fire their employees. Can you imagine?
No.
That they have employees that are faithful. They like the employees. The employees want a religious exemption. They don't want the shots. But they're being ordered by the governor as an employer, terminate those employees. They're not going to be getting the shot. They have no religious exemption, period. You got to terminate them. This is unbelievable.
It's just unbelievable. And fortunately, because of this court ruling by this judge, our plaintiffs are under this coverage right now of this ruling. As this case continues to litigate, the Second Circuit is looking at it. But, you know, we're talking about 1,500 New York healthcare workers here that are serving, have been faithfully serving their patients through COVID, before and after. But now they're being bullied, you know, and it makes me wonder, Matt, if this governor doesn't have some monetary incentive. I mean, she was the one that went to that church and got up there and said,
oh my goodness,
I want to make these apostles.
She wants you to be
God
her
God wants you to have this shot and all that. I'm like, excuse
me? She was asking people in the church to become her apostles.
I mean, is that blasphemous or what?
Evangelize other people to get the shot.
That's just blasphemous. So it makes me think she must have some monetary incentive here to be pushing this so hard. And even
well, she has
a church.
God complex, obviously.
Yeah.
She thinks she's God. Mm. And she thinks that she can just, with a stroke of a pen, override the United States Constitution and federal law such as Title VII that right. guarantees that workers in the workplace are not discriminated on account of religion.
Right.
So she has met her match, however, because a federal court issued a temporary injunction, then now a permanent or a preliminary injunction saying that what she has done violates the Constitution.
Right.
And she's barred from forcing these employers to reject religious exemptions. She's barred from threatening professional discipline, licensure revocation. All of that is barred right now with the federal court.
Right. And so we have sued the Department of Health Commissioner and Trinity Health and Company Incorporated, New York Presbyterian Healthcare System, Westchester Medical Center Advanced Physician Services. So we've sued all of those to stand up for these amazing healthcare heroes. They deserve the best, and that's why we're fighting with this lawsuit here.
And we also have a very similar lawsuit in Maine. A judge there did not grant our preliminary injunction request. It's a ridiculous order. So we've appealed that to the Court of Appeals, First Circuit. The First Circuit, with just a denied, said that the IPA, the Emergency Injunction Pending Appeal, is denied. But then they did the unusual move to expedite briefing on the merits 2 days later, filed simultaneously.
Right. But both these governors think they can just throw religious exemptions out the window.
And they're very identical.
We have news for them.
Yeah. You can't do it.
Yeah.
So in Maine, we're at the Court of Appeals and at the United States Supreme Court. We will not allow these healthcare workers to be abused, and certainly we're not going to allow these governors to pretend like the Constitution just doesn't apply to them.
Right. And then here in New York, the judge canceled that because of this great ruling in the Northern District. The Second Circuit is looking at this case, and we'll look at both of those, and then we'll resume litigation when we get a decision from that court
And it's really a no-brainer. I mean, a state governor cannot just issue an executive order. These are not debated in the Senate and the House. They're not signed into law by a governor. It's just a governor typing out something on a computer, printing it out, and sending it out to the media.
Well, it's just like Biden. He writes an executive order, and then all the people just, they bow like they think it's law with these shot mandates.
Or he doesn't even write an executive order. He just says something.
Yeah.
And, okay, well, there's a shot mandate order from Biden. Well, no. They can't just issue an executive order and override the Constitution of the United States of America.
Right. And people need to understand their rights here, you know, and that's why we have all these resources, all these tools on our website. And that's why we're fighting in these, you know, in New York and Maine. And now we filed a lawsuit against Biden and the DOD.
Now, imagine, you know, Title VII is the employment law, and it governs these people both in public and private employment. It says you can't discriminate against people on the basis of religion. So people have a right to ask for religious accommodation and exemption from some employment requirement that burdens their religious beliefs. Obviously, this is one of, you know, a prime example of that. You get the shot or you get terminated. Well, that collides with my religious beliefs. Title VII protects employees. But Title VII also has protections on the basis of race and sex. So sexual harassment, racial discrimination. Imagine the outcry if the same governor issued an executive order and said, we're not going to entertain any complaints regarding race discrimination. If you want to complain about being sexually harassed in the workplace, we're not going to even decide that. We're not even going to consider it. Imagine the outcry. And that's exactly what she's done. Mm-hmm. Title VII has race, religion, and sex discrimination. Singled out religion and said, well, it doesn't apply anymore. We're not even going to consider your religious beliefs.
Right. But when does the federal government have a say-so in our health decisions?
They have limited roles.
Right.
And
they're supposed to protect
Biden,
our freedoms. Yeah.
And this state, New York, that's gotten joined, and Maine, that's still out there as a renegade, they think that they can just control everything about you. And so, you know, we've got this massive lawsuit, class action against Joe Biden. And I love the short title of it, mm-hmm. Navy SEAL 1 versus Biden. And it's Navy SEAL 1 because we have two Navy SEALs.
Right.
These are people who
Think about what it takes to be a Navy SEAL.
It's incredible.
These are stellar plaintiffs.
This is the elite of the elite.
Exactly.
They are able to endure lots of things the average person can't do, even the one who's not average, above average. And they've been deployed in places, and they've seen images that you'd never want to be there, right. And you don't want to remember. But they've done it all to protect our country. And now they're being threatened in the military, for example. If you don't get this shot, you'll be court-martialed and dishonorably discharged.
All these plaintiffs, the military, have been fighting to defend our freedom, and now we are defending their freedom.
And here's the ironic thing, Holly. Many of them signed up after 9/11.
Yeah.
And it was a very emotional time. They wanted to go into the military to defend our country.
Right.
They've been deployed to Afghanistan, Iraq, multiple times. The 20th anniversary of 9/11 just happened. Many of them are on their 20th year, and now they face dishonorable discharge.
And now they're being bullied.
Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. If you know somebody who's being bullied, forced to get these shots, lc.org, click the legal help tab, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.